Today's daf is Menachas Daf Samach. Today's shir is sponsored anonymously. L'zchus v'refuah shleima for Nava Gavriela Bas Naomi Tova. She should have refuah shleima, a very young infant that required needs a refuah shleima. Our learning should be l'zchus for her refuah shleima be'ezras Hashem. So we are holding on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, and we're in the middle of discussing the halachos of the iser of putting shemen and levona on a minchas chote. So the last thing that we just didn't discuss yet about this iser is what the shear of the iser is. How much shemen, how much levona before a person gets malchus. And then we're going to have a new mishnah today, and the whole daf today is going to discuss the requirement of hagasha. The mishnah is going to tell us that the requirements of hagasha and tenufa, hagasha bring to the southwest corner of the mizbeach, tenufa, the waving of the bailim and the kohen together, which we'll get much more into in a couple of days from now, but some karbanos require both, some karbanos require neither, some karbanos require agasha, not tenufa, some tenufa, not agasha. So the Mishnah is going to tell us that, but the Gemara is going to be focused on learning from drashos and psukim, and when we need a drasha from pasuk, when we can learn from a tzad hashava, which karbanos require hagasha. So the majority of today's daf is really all about hagasha. So let's begin. We're holding on daf Nun Tesam Beis at the bottom of the page, about six lines from the end of the page. Last one line is Omar. So that's where we are. Omar Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Omar Rav Yochanan, Nosan Mashuhu Shemen, Al Gabi Kizayis Mincha Pasal. How much shemen do you have to put on a mincha schote in order to pasal it? A mashuhu. But the mincha itself has to have a kezayis. The mincha has to have a shir chashuv, but the just a mashuhu of shemen would pasal it. My time, where do we get that idea that even a mashuhu would pasal? Lo yasim, sima kolduhu. That it, the pasuk says lo yasim aleha. So lo yasim means, yasim is a lashon of just even the tiniest amount. Aleha adi ikashiura. Aleha sounds like, but it's got to be on something that's chashuv. So it has to be on an actual kezayis, a full shear of a kezayis. V'am Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, v'am Rav Yochanan, when it comes to the issue of putting levona on a carbon mincha, on a mincha schote, we're going to see the opposite. Nasam kezayis levona al gabe mashuhu mincha pasal. That even that in order to violate the issue of putting levona, you have to put a full kezayis of levona. How much mincha has to be there? Even just a mashuhu of the mincha is enough to pasal it. My time, lo yitein ksiv adi ika nesina. It says lo yitein, so it's got to be a nesina worth of levona. Nesina implies a chash v'shir, a full amount. Aleha have a riboy achariboy. Now, granted, when it says aleha, that also implies a chash v'amount, but it already said aleha. At least the way Rashi learns, Rishonim disagree, but it already said aleha by the issue of putting shemen. So when it says aleha again by the issue of putting levona, that's a riboy achariboy. Ve'in riboy achariboy el lemait. Whenever you have a double riboy, it's always coming to teach me a miut, and therefore I see that for the as far as the issue of putting levona is concerned, even if you put it on a mashahu of a carbon mincha, it's going to pasul, provided that you put a kezayis of levona. So this first lashon very clearly understands that there's a fundamental difference between the lashon of sima and the lashon of nesina. That sima implies a little bit, nesina implies a lot. So the Klayakar in Sefer Dvarim, Parak Yud Beis, Pasuk Dalet, quotes Mefarshim that explain the Pasuk, HaMakom HaShe Yivchar Hashem Lasum Eshmo Sham, that's a remez to Mishkan Shiloh, because it's not Nasan Eshmo Sham, it's Lasum Eshmo Sham, and there's a remez in the Torah that Ashras HaShechina and Mishkan Shiloh is not going to be Kavua, because it's only a Sima, and a Sima always implies a Kol Shehu. Says the Klayakar, he doesn't like this Pshat at all, because you can't fit it into every time the word sima and the word nesina is used. He says, I'll give you an example. The limdas b'nei Yisrael, sima b'fihem. We should teach Torah, sima b'fihem. Oh, just a little bit of Torah, just a kol shu of Torah. Don't teach more than a kol shu of Torah. Chas v'shalom. No, we're supposed to have kol Torah kula. Hashem is telling sima b'fihem, just a kol shu. Asher tasum l'fneim. Rashi says that Moshe was supposed to be mesader the mesader advarim l'fnei b'nei Yisrael kishulchan aruch, that he was supposed to be mesader everything. All of Torah was supposed to be laid out for them. Even though it says asher tasim lifnehem, so it sounds like sima means it could mean a lot also. So the Chidah in Pesach Einayim says, I understand the Kliyakar's problem, but you can't dismiss the Gemara. The Gemara says sima means a kol shu, so you have to say is that it has a dual meaning. Sometimes it means a kol shu, sometimes it means to be mesader kishulchan aruch. And he says, adrabba, when it comes to being malami Torah, it actually makes a lot of sense that sima b'fia means a kol shu, because that's the nature of limud Torah. No matter how much you listen to somebody else teaching Torah, it's only going to be a sima unless a person himself invests in it. Meaning there's only so much you can get from somebody else. I got a call the other night from a high school Rebbe who was asking about Eitzah, about the best methodology to teach this, that. I said, your number one priority is not methodology, it's great and it's important. Your number one priority is to make them want to learn. If once someone wants to learn, they want to invest in learning, then they can accomplish. But the best methodologies in the world, even a good student, if he's only going to be interested while he's in, you know, in those moments that he's in front of you in the classroom, then he's not going to be a Ben Torah. The Sima, you can only do a Sima. Everything else has to come from the person himself. But there's a lot of discussion, fascinating discussion in Achronim based on these Lashonos. You know, now we could be sensitive to it whenever we come across these Lashonos of Sima and Asina. The Aderes writes in the Nusach of the Bracha of Allah Tzadikim, we say, V'sein Sachar Tov L'Chalabotchem B'Shimcha Be'emes V'sim Chalkenu Imahem. And he says that's because we're saying that based on our sugya that Nesina is a lot, Sima is a little bit, so we're mispalo the Sein Sachar Tov L'Chalabotchem, that they should have great Schar. For us, we're not supposed to be Mevakesh, great Schar. When you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for reward, you're supposed to be Ka'ani HaMevakesh, like a poor person who's just happy with whatever it is that you're able to get. So that's why we say just a little bit. And he says by Divrei Torah it's not so. By Divrei Torah we should always be mevakesh a lot. That's what the pasuk says. Harchav pichav amaleihu. That when we're asking for ruchnius, we're always supposed to ask for a lot. And therefore he says by the tefillah of Baruch Elokeinu at the end of Kedusha de Sidra, we say v'yasem b'libenu avasu v'yirasu. Says the Aderis, it should be v'yitein b'libenu avasu v'yirasu, not v'yasem b'libenu. Because when you're asking for ruchnius, you have to ask for a lot. So he says, I had this machshava that it should really be v'yitein. We should change the nusach. But you know, who am I? I'm going to change the nusach. Then he says, but then I came across that a great simcha that I saw in the Sidur Shel Rambam, that the Rambam actually has it the way I said it should be. That when we ask for ruchnius, it should be nesina. So v'nasan b'libenu, not sima b'libenu. They quote this also. The Ragged Shavar in Safnas Panach brings a raya from the pasuk based on our sugya that the Tameh HaMikra were given Al Yidei Moshe Misinai. Because in the Shira Sazinu it says, Lamdas B'nei Yisrael Sima B'fihem. Sima B'fihem is to teach them a Dover Muat that's going to be given to them Bal Peh, aside from what's given B'chsav. There's something else that's given Ketorish Bal Peh, but that's a Dover Muat. That Sima, what Dover Muat is that? What kind of Dover Muat could it be? It must be the little things, the Tamim, the Nakudos, the little things that are added into the around the letters of the Torah. So that's how you see that it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, because there's a big discussion exactly when that came into play, when all of the Ta'ameh HaMikra came into play. The Gemara tells us in a couple of places in Maseches Nedarim, the Lashon of Pisuk HaTaimim, the Ta'ameh HaNegina that we read the Torah with, it was Halacha Moshe Misinai, but not all the Rishonim seemed to be convinced, or exactly how it developed, maybe on a certain level, but the names of the Ta'amim came later, certainly, but maybe the exact symbols came later, but okay. So there's a discussion about that. They use this again, this lashon, as one of the rayas in that discussion. Says the Gemara further. Now, ika v'ika d'amri. There's another version of this whole conversation that Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef by Rav Yochanan nosan mashu shemen al gabe kezayis mincha mahu. What if you put it just a mashu of shemen on a kezayis of korban mincha? Did you violate the isra of putting shemen on a minchas chotei? Mi be'inon Sima kinesina, although in order to violate the yisra of sima of shemen, does it have to be the same shear as a shear nesina or not? Meaning, would it need to be a kezayis or is even a mashahu enough? Teku. So the Gemara leaves that unresolved. It's interesting. Minchas Chinuch raises all the classic Minchas Chinuch type of sveikos over here. Minchas Chinuch mitzvah kuf chav hey. Ozayin says, let's say two people each put a chatzi zayis levona on the korban mincha, assuming that the share of levona is a kezayis. Two people each put a chatzi zayis. So he says, even the second guy is pater because the isra is an isra of nesina. Neither of them did a nesina, but the korban's possible because the carbon has a kazayis levona. Then he says, what happens if you have a guy, he raises a safek, a person puts a chatzi zayis levona on the carbon mincha, takes it off, then puts another chatzi zayis levona on the carbon mincha. So now he's put in total a full kazayis, but the carbon mincha never had a full kazayis of levona on it. We just say that he has violated the iser of nesinas kazayis, even though the carbon mincha l'chora is going to be totally kosher, the carbon mincha is not going to be possible. So that's not so creative. I mean, the Gemara itself talks about a very similar discussion. The Gemara Maseches Chulin and Daf Kuf Gimel talks about Isure Achila. A person eats a Chatzi Zayis of something that's Asr, of Nevela, let's say, and then he vomits it up, and then he eats another Chatzi Zayis. So the Gemara discusses that exact issue and raises that suffix, whether a person is Chayiv for such a thing or not. Now, this idea in the second Lashon that we have over here, do we need Sima Kinesina or not? Tosos quotes a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir Maseches Krisus and Avavim Beis by the Isra of Nesinas Shemen HaMincha. Pasuk says Al Basar Adam Lo Yisach Vasher Yitain Mimenu Al Zar. The Rabbi Meir holds Mas Sicha. Kol Shu uses two lashonos. Uses lashon of Sicha and a lashon of Yitain. So Rabbi Meir says just like Sicha implies even a Kol Shu, Nesina is also just a Kol Shu. So we learn Nesina from Sicha. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, just like Nesina is only because Zayis, Nesina always means only at least a Kazayis, because we find everywhere else in the Torah that Nesina always means a Chashva amount. So Tosus explains that the suffix of Rabbi Yochanan over here is whether we should learn the Sima of Shemen from the Nesina of Lavona could be a suffix within each day, meaning it's not a suffix only according to one day and not the other. Because according to Rabbi Meir, we learn Sicha from Nesina because they're written in the same Isser. It's about the same Isser of the Shemen HaMishcha. One is the Ashara and one is the Onesh. By the Ashara it says Sicha, by the Onesh it says Nesina. Over here there are two separate Isserim. There's the Isser of Levona and the Isser of Shemen, and they use the two Lashonos. And even within Shittas Rabbi Yehuda we could raise this suffix. Over there Rabbi Yehuda is not willing to learn Sicha from Nesina because they're not written in the same Pasuk. They may be the same Isser, but they're in two separate psukim. Over here, they may be two separate isurim, but at least they're in the same pasuk. So even though the parallel sugya to this second lashon of here, whether we compare the nesina and the sima, should seem to be very similar to that sugya, whether we compare the sicha and the nesina. So Tosfos points out that they don't necessarily hinge on each other. But Tosfos says, you know, I have a different idea. Why don't we learn the din of nesina over here from nesinas haget? The halacha is by nesinas haget, how valuable does the paper have to be for a get? How much does it have to be? Halacha is anything. It could be written on a leaf, and the get is going to be kosher. That filu kosov get ala shel zayis, the Gemara in Gittin Daf Yotes tells us, and you give it to her. That's a fulfillment of v'nasan biyada, and over there it's also a lashon of nesina. So why don't we learn from there? So it also says, because over there it says sefer. So sefer implies that a nesina sefer is different than nesina in general. When we say nesina, but there's no unit that's described. There's just what it is. So maybe it has to be a certain shear. But over there it says sefer. So we know what the unit of a get is. As long as it fulfills that requirement of being sefer, it would be a nesina. Tosus Maseches Gittin on Daf Chav and Maseches Bamitzia and other Rishonim also give a different answer. They say that it says differently. It says by Levona it says Loshon Nesina and not Loshon Sima, which is said by Shemen. So it's the contrast of the two. Meaning Enochinami Nesina, when it's just on its own, might mean even something that's not a Davar Chashuv. But when you have two Lishonos so close to each other on such similar Isurim, one about putting Shemen on the Karban Mincha, one about putting Levona on the Karban Mincha, and you change the word, by one of them you're going to say Sima, by the other one you say Nesina, it's that contrast that tells you that Nesina must be something significant. Then Tosa says a third Teret in Maseches Gittin, that he says that over here the Shir is because we compare the Yisra of Levona Bifnim by Minchas Chote to the Yisra of being Makter Levona B'chutz, that both of them are Haktaros of Yisra, and Levona B'chutz, the Shir happens to be a Kazayas for the Yisra of Levona B'chutz. Okay, says the Gemara Ferdinand. Tan Rabbanan, Lo Yasum Aleh HaShemen V'lo Yitain. So five lines into the page, Samach HaMinav, Lo Yasum Aleh HaShemen V'lo Yitain. It said, don't put Shemen and Lo Yitain Levona. Yachl B'shnei Kohan Rabbanim. Sime, I think this is talking about this Isser is only violated when separately, it's only two separate Isurim when there are two separate Kohanim that do it. That's what Rashi says. Yachal b'shnei Kohanim. D'lo yischaivu shnei lavin ad shihu shnei Kohanim. Echanosin shemen vechanosin levona. That it's only two separate lavin if two separate Kohanim do the Isser. Aval chad kohen lemichaive lechad lav. But maybe if one Kohen does both, one Kohen puts shemen and levona, that it's only one lav. So tamalomar aleha. That no, this is about the Gufa Shal Mincha. So it doesn't matter how many Kohanim are involved. These are two separate Isurim that relate to the actual Heftza of the Karban Mincha. So Yachalo Yitin Kli Al Gabe Kli Vim Nasan Pasal. You might think that even if you put the Shemen or Lavona in a Kli on the Karban Mincha, excuse me, that it's going to passel. Tam lomer aleha begufa shel mincha kasam medaber. No, not in a kli. In a kli, it won't passel. It's got to be directly on the korban mincha. If there's a hefsek kli between them, then it's not going to passel. Rashi in the second Dibra Maschil begufa has an interesting lashon. Begufa shel mincha. Ad sheyarev es hashemen o alavona b'mincha. Rashi sounds like not only are we saying that if you put it in a kli on the korban mincha, it's not going to passel, but even if you pour it in, but you don't mix it, you don't mix it together with korban mincha, that it's not going to passel. That's a very big chiddush. Doesn't sound that way at all from our Mishnah, because what did our Mishnah say? That if you put the levona in, you could still make it kosher. How? By being malakit the levona, which implies that so long as you're not malakit the levona, it's passel. Now it's only shaykh to be malakit the levona if you haven't been ma'ariv it. So it sounds like it's a psul even if you're not ma'ariv it. It's a very, very difficult Rashi. Rashash points out this problem in Rashi. Okay, says the Mishnah now. Now we move on to the next topic. Yesh tu'unos hagasha ve'in tu'unos tenufa. There are certain karbanos that require hagasha el mizbeach, means you have to bring it to the southwest corner of the mizbeach, but does not require tenufa. Does not require the waving process, which we're going to describe in Daf Samach Beis in detail, of the Kohen and the Bailim waving the carbon together. Some require Hagasha u Tenufa, both Hagasha and Tenufa. Tenufa v'lo Hagasha, some require Tenufa but not Hagasha, and lo Tenufa v'lo Hagasha. And some require neither Tenufa nor Hagasha. Ve'ilu tunos Hagasha, ve'ein tunos Tenufa. The following carbonos require Hagasha but not Tenufa. Minchas HaSolas, v'amachvas, u'marcheshes, v'achalos, v'arakikin, minchas kohanim, minchas kohen mashiach, minchas nachrim, minchas nashim, minchas chote. So those 10 karbanos. Rabbi Shimon Omer, minchas kohanim, minchas kohen mashiach, ein ben hagasha lefi she'ein ben kemitza. That Rabbi Shimon says, no, there's no hagasha by minchas kohanim and minchas kohen mashiach because there's no kemitza. Meaning normally by karban mincha you'll take a kemitza, you'll burn that on the mizbeach, the shirayim will then go to the kohanim. By minchas kohanim it's all burnt on the mizbeach. There is no shirayim lekohanim. Kohanim eat none of it. So therefore there's also no din of hagasha. V'kol she'ein ben kemitza, ein ben hagasha. Whenever there's no din of kemitza, memela there's not going to be any din of Hagasha. So that's how Rabbi Shimon says. So you have this machlokas in the Mishnah. Now, we didn't go through all four categories. We said that there are four categories. We only really went through category number one, Hagasha, but not Tenufa. And even within that category, we had a machlokas, that maybe there are all 10 of these things require Hagasha, but not Tenufa, or maybe some of them, the Minchas Kohen and Minchas Kohen Mashiach, don't even require Hagasha. So Amar Papa, Kol Heichu D'Tanan Eser Tanan, just like we had in yesterday's daf, that whenever you have these menachos that are baked of as chalos or as rikikin, you need to have 10 chalos or you need to have 10 rikikin. My kamash melon, what's the chiddush lafuka? Mid Rabbi Shimon, the mechz chalos, mechz rikikin, yavi kamash melon delo. As opposed to Rabbi Shimon, who thinks that you don't need 10 chalos and 10 or 10 rikikin, he holds you could mix and match. You could have 5 chalos, 5 rikikin, and that would be perfectly fine as well. So kamash melon, that's what we're saying. That's Rav Papa's telling us that no, our Mishnah assumes that it's got to be all of one type. Eser chalos or eser rikikin. Minani mili. But how do I know the basic halacha that we say in our Mishnah? Meaning the halacha that we're saying in our Mishnah is that whenever you have Hagasha, that it gives us 10 karbanos that all require Hagasha. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos writes that among the 10 that we list in the Mishnah that require the Tanufa v'Hagasha or one of them, among the halachos that we're mentioning in the Mishnah in these four categories, some of these are chiyuv midaraisa, some of them are only midrabanan, v'samchu rabanan as dinam al psukim, and the rabanan just make an asmachta on the psukim. So even though we're about to have a whole bunch of drashos, the Rambam is not convinced that all these drashos are real drashos. Some of these are real drashos daraisa, others are only based on psukim. So the Keren Ora just points out he can't really mean that. He can't really mean that some of these are only midrabanan. We don't find anywhere that something that doesn't require hagasha, that the rabbanan make a chiyuv of hagasha. That it doesn't say that explicitly anywhere. Why would the Rambam make that up? So he says it can't mean, the Rambam can't possibly mean that. We know that in Mishnah Torah, the Rambam very often will use the term midivrei sofrim when he's talking about something that's daraisa, because the Rambam very often refers to something that's derived only through the midosh hatorah and dreshet ben, but is not explicit in the pasuk as things that are derived from Torah shebal peh as divrei sofrim. So maybe that's what the Rambam means, that some of these requirements of hagasha are explicit in the pasuk, and some of these requirements of hagasha not the rabbanon mamish, but that are not as explicit in the pasuk. And we're certainly going to see that through the course of the limudim that we're about to make, that not all of these limudim are explicit psukim. That's the comment of the Keren Ora. Just yesterday, Rav Sacks said that he always likes to tell this talmidim to look at the Keren Ora. The Keren Ora always has geshmaka things to say. I've never heard him say that before, but he said he always likes to say to look at the Keren Ora. So now I know to always look at the Keren Ora. So says the Gemara now. Minani Mili. How do I know that this is true? The Tan Rabban, because we have a brisa. Meaning, how do I know what's the source that all of these menachos that the Mishnah mentioned require Agasha, actually do require Agasha? So the Torah says that there's a requirement of Agasha by certain Karbanos Mincha. So the way the Torah phrases it is Ve'veses ha-mincha asher yase me'ele la-Hashem v'yikriva la-koyin v'yigish al-mizbeach. So ilu ne'mar, had it only said Ve'vesa asher ye'oseh me'ele la-Hashem v'yikriva el-koyin v'yigisha, and it never would have added the words es hamincha, so then I would have said a Yisi Omer ain li shatov nagasha ela kometz b'lvat. I would say that only the kmitza that you can actually go and burn, that requires hagasha. Mincha minayin, how do I know that a mincha also requires hagasha before the kmitza, that the entire carbon requires hagasha? Tamalomar mincha. That's why the pasuk says ve'veses hamincha, and it tells us about the requirement of hagasha. Minchas chote minayin, how do I know that the minchas chote also requires hagasha? The Gemara is dafka gedan on the minchas chote. Sounds like by the other menachos, it's a davar pashut that it would require hagasha. So Tosfos explains that some of these menachos we learn that they require hagasha from the parsha minchas marcheshes, where it says it explicitly, and it mentions other menachos amongst them. Some we learn from a binyanav or whatever. But Tosfos tries to go through why it's only minchas chote that we would not have otherwise assumed, that it's only minchas chote that we really need a limud. So how do I know minchas chote requires hagasha? Tabalomar es hamincha. So that's what we learn from es hamincha. The pashas is that we're darshaning the word es, that's a riboy. That's Tully in the Sugya Baba Kamadaf Namalif, whether es is a riboy or not, that could be darshaned. So that's a discussion, right? The Dorish Kolesin Shabbat Torah, Shimon HaMasuni Varmila Nechemia HaMasuni was Dorish Kolesin Shabbat Torah, Ad Shehigia Les HaShem El Kechatira, right? And then he was Piresh, so that's the whole discussion. Every time it says the word S, is there a riboy to be made from the word S? So ask the Brisa, wait a second, why do I need a pasuk to tell me this din? Can't I learn it from the following tzad hashava? V'dinu nemar hacha minchas chova, v'nemar hacha minchas nedava. It says that there's a requirement of a carbon mincha sometimes, namely by minchas chote, and sometimes there's such a thing as a minchas nedava. Ma minchas nedava tu una agasha. The pasuk is explicit that a minchas nedava requires agasha. So shouldn't I just be able to learn a simple memetzinu? af minchas chava to una hagasha, that a minchas chava also requires hagasha. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that a minchas chote requires hagasha? If a minchas nedav requires hagasha, why wouldn't a minchas chote require hagasha? That's the most basic lima, the most common of the midrash at Ar Reshes Ben, is a binyan av, a mematzinu, that if it says it over here, mistama, that same din applies over there. So if it's true by minchas nedav, mistama, it's true by minchas chote as well. Says Gmar, no, because mal minchas nedav she came to una shemin levona. I might have thought, you know why minchas nedav needs agasha? Because it also needs shemin levona. But a minchas chote doesn't have shemin levona and therefore shouldn't require agasha. Says Gemara, yeah, but you know that that's not true. That it's not Shemen Ulevona that brings about the Chiyav Agasha, because Minchasota Tochiyach. A Minchasota doesn't have Shemen Ulevona, and yet does have a requirement of Hagasha. So you see that that Shemen Ulevona is not what brings about the Chiyav Agasha. Says Gemara, yeah, but Mal Minchasota, she came to Natnufa. Maybe Sota requires Hagasha, because Sota requires Tnufa, and maybe it's the Tnufa that brings about the Chiyav of Hagasha. Says Gemara, Minchas Nadav. No, you know that that's not true, because the Minchas Nedava does not require Tnufa, and yet still does require Agasha. So this is what we call a Tzad HaShava. V'chaz Radin, lo Rizak Rizah, v'lo Rizak Rizah, the Tzad Chumrah that each one has, the Minchas Nedava has, that it requires Shemen Levona, and that the Sota has, that it requires Tnufa, are not the same Tzad Chamur, but what do they have in common, the Minchas Nedava and the Minchas Sota? HaTzad HaShavish Ben, Sheshava L'Kmitza, V'Shava L'Agasha. There's a Kmitza done on it, and you have to do a Hagasha. So Afani Avi, Minchas Chote, Sheshavalan the Kemitza, Tishvan the Hagasha. So Minchas Chote also requires a Kemitza, and therefore should also require Hagasha. And all of that is a Kasha. If I could learn Minchas Chote requires Hagasha from this Tzad HaShava of Minchas Sota and Minchas Nedava, why do I need a Pasuk? Why does the Gemara dash in a Pasuk to tell me Minchas Chote requires Hagasha? Says Gemara, because you can't learn from the Tzad HaShava. Mala Tzad HaShava, Shkin Huchshu Lava. Both the Minchas Sota and the Minchas Nedava are exactly the same carbon, no matter how wealthy a person is. Why is a chote bringing a carbon mincha? Only because he's poor and he can't afford. It's an olav yored. He can't afford the more expensive carbon. So tamalomar es hamincha. That's why I need a pasuk to tell me that a minchas chote requires hagasha, because I cannot learn it from the tzad hashava of minchas nedava and minchas sota. Now the Gemara's assumption seems to be that if I could learn it from a tzad hashava, then there would be no need for the pasuk to tell it to me. But the truth is, Mitzvah Eisen points out that Tosos writes in Masechah Shabbos, and the Ran as well, that a din that you can learn from a Tzad HaShava, the Torah will often say it anyway, because a limud of a Tzad HaShava can easily be shlugged up. You have a slight pircha, and the Tzad HaShava will go away. So learning it from a pasuk is much stronger than learning it from a Tzad HaShava. The problem is, how do you understand our whole sugya? Meaning, this we're just beginning. The whole daf today, the whole rest of the daf is going to be, why do I need a pasuk for this? Can't I just learn it from a Tzad HaShava? But you have explicitly in Tosos that very often something that could be learned from a Tzad HaShava, the Torah is going to say it anyway. So he suggests, Mitzvah Eisen suggests, maybe by Kachim it's different. Because maybe if it's in a pasuk and it's a Tzad HaShava, that's considered Shana Alav HaKasav La'akev. See, we look out for repetitions when it comes to Kachim, because once something is repeated, then it becomes Ma'akev, and that's only a rule by Kachim. So maybe in the Chinami, in the rest of Kol HaTorah Kulu, we would never ask such a question. Now, why does it say it twice? Why it's Tzad HaShava and a Liman? So over here, we have to settle. We have to say, no, there's no twice. The Tzad HaShava would not have, doesn't work over here, and therefore I need the Pasuk, and it's only really saying it once. Okay, so now the Gemara quotes Rabbi Shimon, who learns the din of Hagasha by Menachos, the din of Hagasha by Minchas Omer and Minchas Sotah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, it says by the parsha of Minchas Marcheshes, when it talks about Hagasha, it says Vehevesa. So we darshin the Rabbos Minchas Omer la Hagasha, that Minchas Omer also requires Hagasha. Vehenu Omer, Vehevesa Mes Omer, Reishis Ktzirchem Ela Kohen, because the pasuk by Omer, by the carbon Omer, also uses the lashon of the hevesem, and of the hevesem. And the pasuk also says by Hagasha vihikriva. So what do I learn from vihikriva? The rabbis minchasota lahagasha. That tells me that a minchasota requires Hagasha. Why? Because that lashon of vihikriva is supposed to allude to the same lashon that's used by minchasota. V'cheinu omer vihikriv osa el hamizbeach. So vehevesa is used by minchasomer. Vihikriva is used by minchasota. Both of those lashonos are used in the context of Hagasha by Minchas Marcheshes. So that's how I know that both Minchas Omer and Minchas Sota require Hagasha. Limudim from the Psukim. So now the Gemara says, but wait a second, Vidinu, I don't need a Pasuk for these things. I could have learned it out based on other Limudim. Umma Minchas Chote, She'ena Tunu Tnufa, Tu'una Hagasha, Minchas Sota, She'tu'una Tnufa, Eina Din, She'tu'una Hagasha, Akal V'chomer. A Minchas Chote doesn't even require Tnufa, yet we still demand Hagasha. So a minchasota that does require tznufa, so you see you're a little bit stricter with a minchasota, it should for sure require Hagasha. So Gemara says mal minchaschote shekein ba'achitin. Well, minchaschote is brought with chitin and not sa'orim, with a higher quality grain, and that's why there's a din Hagasha. How could you learn from there to a minchasota which is brought from sa'orim, it's brought from machal behema? So the Gemara tries to be Well, Minchas Omer is also brought from Sa'orim, and there is a din of Hagasha. So you see that Chitim is not the Mechayev of Hagasha. Well, no, but you can't learn from Minchas Omer either, because it has its own Chumra. Mal Minchas Omer, Shekein Tuna, Shemen Levona. A Minchas Omer requires Shemen Levona. A Minchas Sota does not require Shemen Levona. So says Omer, yeah, but Minchas Chote Tochiach. Minchas Chote requires Hagasha, even though it doesn't require Shemen Levona. So you see that it's not the Shemen Ulevona that brings about the Chiyuv Hagasha. And therefore we now have a Tzad HaShaveh. The Chazar Adin, Lo Rizek Rizeh. The Tzad Chumra of each of them is not what causes the Hagasha. The Minchas Chote comes from Chitim. The Minchas Omer is Shemen Ulevona. But that's neither of those requirements is what brings about the Chiyuv Hagasha. Atzad HaShaveh Shebehen, Sheshavu L'Kamitza V'Shavu L'Hagasha. What do they both have in common, the Minchas Chote and the Minchas Omer? They both require Kamitza, and they both require Hagasha. And therefore, Av Ani Avi, Minchas Sota, Sheshavu L'Kamitza, Tishvu L'Hagasha, Minchas Sota also should be the same din, that since it requires Kamitza, it should also require Hagasha. Just based on that limit alone, I don't need a pasuk. What do you have to tell me? That a Minchas Sota requires Hagasha because he used the Lashon of Vehikriva, and that it alludes to Vehikriv by Sota. You don't need any of that. Tzad HaShaveh, just learn it from a Minchas Chote and Minchas HaOmer. So it says more, you can't, because Mala Tzad HaShaveh Ben Shekin Lo Hukshru Lovo Kemach. That the Tzad HaShaveh Ben, the Minchas Chote and the Minchas HaOmer have to be brought soulless and not kemach. Kemach is not as finely sifted. Soulless is much more finely sifted. Tomer b'minchas sota shuch sholavu kemach. But sota could even be brought kemach, not soulless. So and therefore I would think only that which is brought, which has to be brought soulless, also requires hagasha. But something that could even be brought as kemach, that's not soulless, does not require hagasha. That's why I need a pasuk to tell me that minchas sota requires hagasha. Tamalomer v'yikriva. That's why I need a pasuk v'yikriva to tell me that it in fact does require hagasha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, now the Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yehuda has a different drasha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Vehevesa l'rabos minchas sota lahagasha. Vehevesa teaches us that a minchas sota requires hagasha. Not vehekriva, but vehevesa. Vehechenu Omer, vehevi es karbana aleha. Because the lashon of vehevi is also used by sota. Aval minchas haomer lo tzricha kra. He says that a minchas haomer, which Rabbi Shimon derived from vehevesa, he says, no, you don't even need a pasuk. It's obvious that it requires hagasha, that minchas haomer requires hagasha. My taima, where is it so obvious? Why don't I need a pasuk to tell me that a minchas haomer requires hagasha? Midina ka'asya, because you can learn it from a kal v'chomer as follows. Uma minchas chote she'ena tu'una tnufa. Tu'una hagasha, a minchas chote does not require any waving, yet we still require hagasha. Minchas haomer that we're stricter by, shetuna tenufa, where you need to do waving on it, eino din shetuna hagasha. All the more so, it's going to require hagasha. Says the Gemara, not a good kal v'chomer, because mal minchas chote shekin ba achitin. Maybe the reason minchas chote requires hagasha is because it has to be brought from Chitin, and therefore Minchas HaOmer cannot be learned from there, because Minchas HaOmer can even be brought from Sa'orim. So you see, we're less machmir about Minchas HaOmer. Says Gemara, no, don't tell me that anything that's brought from Sa'orim doesn't require Hagasha, because Minchasota Tachiyach. Minchasota is brought from Sa'orim as well, and it does require Hagasha. Yeah, but Mala Minchasota, Shekin Ba'al Levar Ravon. Minchasota is different, it has its own Chumra. It comes to clarify in Avera whether this woman did this terrible sin. The maskeras avonhi that lets us know whether she sinned, and therefore that's why it requires agasha. Says minchaschote tochiach. No, it can't be that only that which clarifies an avera requires agasha, because minchaschote clarifies nothing. It doesn't clarify an avera. It's a carbon you bring because you did an avera, but it doesn't clarify any avera, and yet it does require hagasha. So now we have a tzadashava. V'chazra din lo rizeh kirizeh. That since there's a tzad chumra on each of them, and they both require agasha, the minchaschotes tzad chumra is that it comes from chitim, the minchasotos tzad chumra is that it's mevarer avon, and you see that neither of those factors is what causes the requirement of agasha. What's the tzad shava? They both require kmitza, and therefore they both require agasha, and therefore I can reasonably learn afani avi minchasomer sheshav salon kmitza tishon Hagasha, the Minchas Omer also should require Hagasha. So I don't need a pasuk, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda Shita. You don't need a pasuk for Minchas Omer. We actually learn it from the Tzad Hashava. Says Gemara, Umay Parachta. Why does Rabbi Shimon reject that limud? I mean, Rabbi Shimon obviously doesn't hold to this limud. So Rabbi Shimon Parachachi. Rabbi Shimon would say as follows: Malat Tzad Hashava Shmen Shkin Mitzuyin. You know what Minchas Chote and Sota have in common? That's not true of Minchas Omer. Minchas Omer is only brought once a year. Minchas Chote and Minchas Sota are brought as needed. It could be brought every single day. Rabbi Yehuda would say, you got it backwards. Adrabba, hametzu yitzvei, hanachzim dlo mishkach zaklal. Who says you're ever going to bring a minchasota? Maybe no woman is going to be unfaithful to her husband and get caught. Who says you're ever going to have to bring these other minchaschote? Maybe everyone's going to be a tzaddik. Nah, or only rich people will sin. How do you know that you're ever going to need these things? But a minchasomer, that's brought every year. That's clockwork. You got to bring that every single year. So don't tell me that it's more common, it's less common. So this is a fundamental machlokas. This is a huge discussion in halacha. How do you define tedirus? Is tedirus by that which actually happens more often, or that which is mechuyev to happen more often, that which has to happen more often? The birchas hamazon and kriya shema, which is more tadir? Let's say a person is on a special diet where he has to wash 5 times a day. Normally diets say the opposite, but let's say he's on a special, so he's going to say birchas hamazon 5 times a day. So is that now more tadir? He's got birchas hamazon and kriya shema. He's got to do one before the other. So the Shagasari says, no, kriya shema is more tadir because that's a chiyuv. The Gemara in Zvachim seems to raise such a safek as well in Daf Peites, but that seems to be this machlokas over here, and it comes up in many other places in halacha. We'll see if we can give some examples if we just finish up this Gemara over here. So says Gemara, O Eino Omer, Ve'vesa elishi yachid misnadev umevi mincha acheretz chutz me'elish be'inyin. Maybe from the riboy ve'vesa, we should learn a totally different thing, that a yachid could bring a minchas nadava from sa'orim that's not like any other minchas nadava, which is supposed to be brought from chitim. How do I know that the riboy of ve'vesa is dafka about the din of hagasha? Maybe it's about that you're allowed to volunteer to bring a carbon out of sa'orim. Vidinu, and the truth is, he should be able to bring a carbon out of sa'orim if he wants, because tzibur. Maybe mincha min achitin chova, maybe mincha min asaurin chova. Sometimes the tzibur has a chiv to bring a mincha of chitin, and sometimes of saurim. So I would think logically, af yachid shemevi mincha min achitin edava, yavi mincha min asaurin edava. So I would think logically, just like a yachid can volunteer a mincha chitin, he can also volunteer a mincha saurim. Tamalomar eile. No, that's what the pasuk says. Eile, that only the 5 menachos that are mefurush over there in the parshas of menachos is a yachid allowed to bring as a nedava, not anything else. So he can. So the hevesa is freed up to teach me the din of hagasha. O eino omer eile. Ella la omer hare alai mincha shemevi chamishtan. Maybe Ela tells me that if a guy says hare alai mincha, but he doesn't specify what kind of mincha he's going to bring, maybe he's got to bring all 5. You know, it talks about all 5 different types of karma mincha. Maybe that's what it's telling. Tamalomer me Ela. That's why it says me Ela. Not just Ela, all 5, but me Ela, 1 of the 5. Ratza achas maybe, ratza chamishtan maybe. If he wants to bring one of them, he brings that. If he wants to bring five of them, he brings that. So there's a discussion I mentioned before in Poskim about what is common versus what is a chiyuv to do. The Rama writes in Hilchos Purim, Siman Tafresh Sadi Gimel Siv Dalet, if there's a bris mila on Purim, you do the mila before Kriyas HaMegillah. Dr. Moshe quotes from Maril, and he says two reasons. One is that the baby should be a Jew before you read La Yehuda Maisa Ora, let him be a Yehudi, before you say La Yehuda Maisa, you can include another person in the mix, and also to be masmich the mila to Kriyas HaTorah and before Kriyas HaMegillah, because Simcha Zu Mila, Sasa Nochi Alim Rasecha, Ora Zu Torah, Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Ar, there's an association with the two. But the question is, which is more Tadir, right? Mila or Kriyas HaMegillah? Kriyas HaMegillah is a Chiyuv once a year. Mila could happen every single day, but it's not it's only a question whether it comes up or it doesn't come up. So that's the discussion the Poskim have in that context and many, many other contexts about that which comes up frequently versus that which is a chiyuv at a certain consistency. Okay.